Feeling tones, very, very important thing to understand. And we had a very beautiful guided meditation this morning on the sense bases of sense doors and sense objects and sense contact, the six senses. And I'd like to guide in a meditation that's a little bit more just broad on the body and mind in relation to feeling tone. And I remember when I first heard this teaching about there being three kinds of feeling, the Buddha speaking about three kinds of feeling. He speaks about numerous different numbers of feeling, up to 108 different kinds, but this is the essential teaching that we need to know is in those three, and then we can extrapolate, from there. So we can go into that later. But basically, just to know those three different feeling tones, that there is pleasant feeling, sukha vedana, sukha means pleasant. There's painful feeling, dukkha vedana, probably familiar with dukkha. And there is neither painful nor pleasant, adukkha, asukha vedana, which is also called neutral feeling. And I remember when I first heard that teaching, because I'm less than I used to be, but a very, very sensitive person, pick up a lot of things. And when I was living in Chittos Monastery, I remember feeling, I would sometimes be overwhelmed with the amount of things I would pick up, going into a room, just picking up a lot of feeling, a lot of stuff that was going on, and sort of talking to the Ajahn Sucitta, the teacher, about it. In my experience, that there was just so much going on, so many feelings and moods of the mind and feelings in the body. And then he just said, well, the Buddha talked about three kinds of feeling, painful, pleasant, and neither painful nor pleasant. And it was like, wow, that's really simple. And so that this practice of categorizing feelings is wonderful. It's very, very simplifying. And it's not that we can't then go into more nuance, but it stops the mind from proliferating around whatever feeling tone is present. And there can be bodily feeling, and there can be mental feeling. So I mentioned that sukha is the Pali for pleasant feeling in the body, and dukkha is the painful feeling in the body, and then somanasa is pleasant mental feeling, and dommanasa, unpleasant mental feeling. So there are these distinct words in the Pali language. And so it can be helpful just to know what's going on. You can just, I find myself saying that sometimes. If something's going on, then I'll just say, oh, dukkha, dukkha vedana. And then that's just what it is. It's just an unpleasant feeling has arisen based on certain causes and conditions, and it's going to change, as all feelings do. So that's also important to know. Every feeling, I mean, we do know, but we forget. Every feeling that arises, whether it's pleasant or painful or neutral, and whether it's very, very short experienced or over a long period of time, it's impermanent. The Buddha refers to feeling like a bubble. It's like a bubble. Vedana is like a bubble. It pops up, out of nowhere, and it looks like something. It seems real, and then pop, it's gone. And when it's gone, it's gone. You can't remember. Even if if you had lunch just a little bit before this teaching, you might be able to, remember the certain sense experiences of the meal, but you can't really, really remember it. You can't sit here eating that meal, without eating it. Or if you had a pain in your knee and then you've moved and the pain's gone, you know you had a pain, but you can't know what it's like again until you get another pain. So feeling has that bubble-like quality where it pops up unexpectedly often, and then it really feels like something, it really looks like something, and even like a bubble has a name. It's, a bubble is a thing for a little while, and then pop, it's gone. You can't say where it went, it's just no longer a bubble. So feeling Vedana is like that. So before the guided meditation, I'd like to read a poem. And this is the verse of Bhikkhuni Abhaya, fearless. She says, "This body you carry around is like a small child, always wanting something. Over the years, body and mind have got a little tangled up, haven't they? When one is hungry, the other eats. When one is sad, the other cries. Look closely. Is there a narrow valley where one ends and the other begins?" So we've mentioned about Vedana is like the overlap of body and mind. We experience feeling in the body. And the mind knows, so the body, without the body there would be no feeling, and without the mind there would be no feeling. So the overlap of those two create Vedana. "This body you carry around is like a small child, always wanting something. Over the years, body and mind have got a little tangled up, haven't they? When one is hungry, the other eats. When one is sad, the other cries. Look closely. Is there a narrow valley where one ends and the other begins?" So in a way, this is pointing to that push that Aisin's teacher was talking about earlier on today. And then maybe the mind, I mean, true hunger is felt, you know, the body feels hunger, but there might be a sense of like, oh, I just want to snack on something. We don't get that opportunity so much, but I hear that in lockdown, a lot of people have put a bit of weight on. Just go and snack on a little something. Just make that bit of exercise in the fridge, you know. And so that's the mind. The mind wants something and then the body eats it. And there's that comes from a Vedana. There's a Vedana arises of wanting a pleasant feeling. Maybe being with it, there's an unpleasant feeling or a feeling of boredom. And then wanting something pleasant. And so it's like, oh, I'll just go and look in the fridge again. So that's what happens, you know, and then what this teaching is pointing to is becoming more conscious of the push of Vedana, because it just keeps pushing us around and around and around all the time. And as long as we're not conscious of it, then we're kind of a slave to it, really. So I'd like to do a guided meditation that helps us to see in a more balanced perspective, what is present. So the mind will always go to the most sensational experience. It'll always go to the strongest Vedana, the strongest feeling, whether it's pleasant or painful. And it will ignore what is neither. So I'd like to do an exercise where we can just train the mind to be aware of all of it. So we're not just running to the most obvious feeling, to the pain in the knee or to the pleasant something or other that's going to happen after the meditation, you know, just that we can learn how to be here with this experience of all of those feelings, because all of those feelings arise and pass away all the time, and we can never have only pleasant feeling, and we can never, you know, we can never get rid of a painful feeling completely. They're both part of life. And neither pleasant or painful is also part of life. So learning to be with all of them. So find a posture for meditation. Be aware of the weight of your body as you sit here. Allowing yourself to fully arrive right here. Being aware of the space above and around you. Letting yourself fully take this seat. We're going to do a guided body scan, and we're going to begin by noticing any painful or unpleasant feeling that might be present. So this isn't running to the most immediate feeling. So if you've got a big pain somewhere, it's not that you just go there and lock on that place, but we're going to scan systematically through the body so that we get a more of a clear sense of what's going on. And we'll start with dukkha vedana, why not? And if there's no dukkha, but if it doesn't feel like dukkha, then you just know that that's not present. You don't have to get involved in is it pleasant or is it neutral. You just know it's not dukkha then. And then you move on. And likewise, when you come to a place where there's discomfort, then you just know, oh yeah, the dukkha then, some unpleasant feeling. And then you move on. You're not lingering there, but you're not skipping over it either. So we're going through the body in a systematic way, starting at the top of the head. Just aware of any unpleasant feeling as you scan. I like to do it like a CAT scan, going through the body. If you can scan from the top of your head going down. Just noticing any areas where you could call dukkha. And notice that there'll be other areas that are not that. Come down the head. Down the neck. Shoulders. Down your arms. All the way down to the hands and down to the fingertips. We're not creating dukkha where there isn't any. We're just knowing if it's present or not present. And coming back up to the upper chest, or upper torso, I should say. Scanning. All the way down the torso. If there's any dukkha, maybe not. Being careful not to latch on if there is, but just to know it and then move on. Know it and move on. And coming all the way down into the abdomen. Down the thighs, knees, lower legs, and the feet, noting any dukkha vedana. Thank you. Starting at the soles of the feet, we're going to go back up, noticing any sukha, really, any pleasant feeling. Might just be subtle, like a warmth or a softness or a sense of comfort. Whatever you notice, you just know it and then move on, know it and move on. So starting at the soles of the feet. And noticing the whole feet, if there's any pleasant feeling. And coming up the ankles and lower legs. And the knees. The thighs, the abdomen, moving up your torso. To the upper torso. And coming down to your hands. Let's see if there's any pleasant feeling. It can be subtle. And moving on up to arms. To the shoulders, and the neck, and the whole head. See if there's any sukha vedana. From the crown of the head, coming down, we notice any adukha, asukha, which is neither pleasant nor painful. It might be the majority of our experience, you never know. So just knowing how it is to be with what is neither pleasant nor unpleasant, it's what we generally skip over. But for this practice, we're going to pay attention to it, starting at the top of the head. And you might think, well, how do I know when it's there? Well, it's that experience that doesn't fall into pleasant and doesn't fall into painful, but you know there's a body there. That's like that. So coming down through the head. Any neutral feeling. Coming down the neck. Onto the shoulders. Down the arms, all the way down into the hands and to the fingertips. Just knowing if there's any neutral feeling present, feeling tone. We And coming back up to the upper torso. Knowing if there's any neutral laziness. And scanning down the torso. Down to the abdomen, any neutral feeling. Come down the thighs. The knees, the lower legs, all the way down through the ankles and feet, any neutral feeling. And then coming from the soles of the feet back up, and the last sweep through, just knowing whatever feeling may be present, not separating them out. I mean, knowing any of those three. So from going through the soles of the feet, the whole of the feet, knowing whatever feeling tone might be present. Coming up for the lower legs. The knees. The thighs. Knowing which of those three feeling tones are present, maybe one or two or three of them. Just knowing. And moving up into the abdomen, the pelvic area. Feeling tone. Going up the torso. Steadily, systematically moving our attention up through the torso and just knowing what feeling tone is present. Coming all the way up to the shoulders. And jumping down to your hands. You don't have to struggle too hard, does it, in this category or that category? Just whatever first comes to mind. Sometimes it can be very slightly pleasant, but more neutral, very slightly unpleasant. If you're not sure, you just choose one of those. It's good enough for now. Aware of to lay the na in the hands. And coming up the lower arms. The upper arms. Back up to the shoulders. The neck. The whole head. Just knowing what feeling tone is present right now. And I'd like to ask you to bring attention to the mood of your mind, whether it's pleasant or painful or neutral. Or maybe it's changing rapidly between those three. And if we're not really paying careful attention, then just like we attach to strong feelings in the body, we can do the same with the mind. We can latch on, get identified with painful mind states, aversive mind states. We can learn to just know what's going on in the mind. And with the mind, it's actually really helpful to counter, to develop. There's a lot of negativity to develop metta or any of the Brahma Viharas. And if there's strong, pleasant feeling in the mind, depending on whether it's wholesome or unwholesome. If it's wholesome, pleasant feelings that arises through the meditation, just to enjoy that, appreciate that, and let it go. It's like all feelings that arises due to causes and conditions, and then changes, ceases. If it's a more worldly, pleasant feeling, fantasies and imaginings, then it can be helpful to bring in less the unbeautiful as a counterbalance to bring us into a more steady place, a more present place. And if there's a neutral, there can be also wholesome or unwholesome. So unwholesome, neutral feeling in the mind will be maybe a zoning out or spacing out or a dullness or inattentiveness. And a wholesome neutral feeling in the mind is awareness itself. So it's the mind knowing the mind, awareness knowing awareness. There's nothing exciting about it. It's not pleasant as such, and it's not painful either, but it's a neutral space that is, that it's a great peacefulness and sense of refuge to it. And unlike the worldly aspect of neutral mental feeling, wholesome mental feeling, neutral mental feeling is bright and clear. It's awake and aware. Knowing what is present right now. And not to be running after pleasant feeling, and running away from painful feeling, or grasping hold. What we do is we grasp hold of painful feeling and then want to get rid of it. It's like holding onto a hot coal. Or we have a pleasant feeling, we want to hold on to that. The Buddha likens that to being in debt, getting into debt. It doesn't belong to us, it can't stay. And there's that unwholesome neutral feeling, you need to brighten the mind and enliven the mind. Get interested in what's going on. So then I would encourage you to keep sweeping through the body in the way that I instructed earlier. And if there's that wholesome, neutral feeling, that brightness of mind, simple knowing, stay with that, strengthen that. this body you carry around is like a small child, always wanting something. Over the years, body and mind have got a little tangled up, haven't they? When one is hungry, the other eats. When one is sad, the other cries. Look closely. Is there a narrow valley where one ends and the other begins? Please continue with your meditation practice and with this exploration of Vedana in whatever form you'd like to use over this time. And we'll be back at 4, and I'll be offering a Dhamma reflection, some more poems.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.